Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. We are here to help you learn English fluency through listening to spoken English. And we supply you with podcasts. And there are a lot of different topics that we cover. Today, I'm just going to talk about something which may interest you if you ever intend to visit London. Listen to this podcast a number of times until you understand it all. The unconscious part of your brain will be learning as you listen. Well, the sun is finally out in the UK and we have some good weather at long last. It's been difficult still being locked down after such a long winter, and rainy and gloomy weather in May hasn't been helping. Last month was the least sunny May for many years, and actually the wettest May since records began in 1862 in some parts of the country. This is not what we need for our spirits in the UK after a winter of being in lockdown. In case you're not sure, that word lockdown, it's what we call it when the government tells everyone to stay home and not go out. But the good weather is here, and we are approaching the point, hopefully on the 21st of June, when restrictions, the lockdown controls in the UK, will be lifted. It's not clear yet what is going to happen around international travel, so we may not be easily able to travel abroad yet, but we can at least travel within the country. Now people are allowed to meet, 6 people under the same roof, but what was really nice to see last weekend was all the people meeting up in London's parks. There isn't a restriction on meeting outdoors, and finally the weather was warm and sunny enough to do that. I went with my son and younger daughter into London to meet my elder daughter who lives there and her boyfriend. We met up because the weather was so nice and because my daughter lives in a London flat with no outside space. This means she doesn't have a garden. She was really keen to spend some time in one of London's many parks. So we went to Green Park and St James's Park, both of which were lovely. Both were quite full of people, but there was enough space to sit down without being near to anyone else and have a picnic. The first picnic of 2021. If you don't know the word picnic, P-I-C-N-I-C, it means you spread a blanket or a cover on the ground and you eat your lunch outside. Very nice. I've been to both these parks, Green Park and St James's Park, before, but not for a while. And I remember being there in August. The parks in London are not quite as nice in August because there have usually been so many visitors and the weather can be quite dry in London in the summer. So the grass is a bit worn by August, but in May it was lovely. The trees were in leaf and the birds were singing and there were flowers in the green grass. Lush, L-U-S-H, isn't just the name of a company in the UK that sells soap. It's also a really nice adjective to describe green grass in these parks in May. We've had a lot of rain and it shows. Green Park, if you've ever visited London, you'll notice is a stop on the London Underground, a tube station. So if you get off the Piccadilly line at Green Park, you can visit Buckingham Palace, the London home of the Queen. To get to Green Park, you walk along the front of Buckingham Palace, and the entrance to Green Park is on the right-hand side. And St James's Park is opposite Buckingham Palace. This is a more traditional park with a lake and ducks and geese and gardens. If you are in London and you just feel like getting away for a short time from the hustle and bustle of the big city, London has lots of parks. Hustle and bustle is a good English expression for when it's busy, lots of people. In the parks, you find a bit of nature and maybe some tranquility. Interesting that I automatically use that expression, hustle and bustle, as being what you might want to escape for a bit in a big city, the busy feel of a big city. I looked on the website for the London Parks, and that's exactly what they said too. I quote from the website. Covering over 5,000 acres of historic parkland, the parks provide beautiful green spaces right in the heart of the capital, where you can escape the hustle and bustle of the city. They're a place for you to relax and unwind, exercise and clear your mind. And that's certainly what a lot of Londoners and visitors were doing last weekend, stretched out on the grass, enjoying the sun after a long winter. A bit like lizards, perhaps. So 5,000 acres of parks are looked after by Royal Parks. That's a lot in the middle of the capital city, which is a good thing. It makes London feel more green. And the names of those London parks so that you can remember if you visit? Well, of course, there's Green Park and St James's Park, which I've mentioned, and these are next to Buckingham Palace. But there's also Hyde Park, H-Y-D-E, and that has a lake in the middle too, called the Serpentine. And of course, it's near Hyde Park Corner, another tube station. To the southwest of the city, there is Richmond Park and Bushey Park. Richmond Park is big, 2,500 acres, and there are herds of deer, D-E-E-R, living wild in Richmond Park. That one is not far from Kew Gardens, that's K-E-W. Other parks? Well, there is Regent's Park near London Zoo, and Kensington Gardens, which is right next to Hyde Park. And then over in the east of London is Greenwich Park, where the Greenwich Observatory is, which is the home of the Greenwich Meridian and the origin of Greenwich Mean Time, or GMT, what we set our time by. Anyway, these parks are really important to the feel of the city. It's nice to go and sit on the grass under the trees and eat your lunch, eat a picnic or even an ice cream in the middle of your busy day in London. If you've enjoyed this podcast and if you've listened to it lots of times and found that it's helped you learn some words and remember some new phrases, then you may want to listen to some more podcasts from Adept English. You can do this, of course, on the platform, on the app that you're currently using. There are quite a lot of current podcasts available for you to listen to. But if you want even more podcasts, or you want an easy way to download lots of podcasts to your phone, so you've got hours and hours of Adept English listening, then go to our podcast downloads page on our website at adeptenglish.com. So I hope that's of interest, and especially so if you get to come and visit London, hopefully soon. Pick up some food, bring a blanket, and spread it on the grass and sit and have a picnic in the middle of the day. I hope the sun is shining where you are and that you can get outside wherever you are in the world. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.